Welcome to Perek Hey of Sefer Daniel. Here we have the reign of Belshazzar. Belshazzar is the next in line, is Nebuchadnezzar's grandson. He makes a feast to celebrate victory over Daryavesh and Koresh that occurred on that day. Right, so he took the throne from them. He was happy. The Malbim writes, he quotes the Gemara Megillah, Belshazzar had calculated, and Achashverosh is going to do the same, that the 70-year exile Hashem had promised Klal Yisrael about being in exile had now ended. It was finished. The prophecy of their return hadn't been fulfilled yet. And therefore, he celebrates, I've got the Jews, you know, they're not going anywhere. Now, the Gemara explains that actually he made a mistake because he calculated the wrong time or from the wrong time, but okay, that was his calculation. Belshazzar uses the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash at the feast, and he's shocked. There's a divine hand. When we talk about the writing on the wall, this is where it comes from. There was a hand writing on the wall. Nebuchadnezzar promises to reward the interpreter with a chain of gold and a third of the kingdom. No one could understand what the writing was until the queen interrupted and said that Daniel should be summoned. That's interesting. Who was the queen? So this was either Nebuchadnezzar's wife or his daughter. Either way, Nebuchadnezzar is summoned, and he interprets it. He interprets it to mean that the reign will imminently end, and he is rewarded. Now, the Ralbag quotes a little bit of tension over here in the Psukim. Even though in Pasuk Yedzayin it says Daniel initially refuses the reward, but it didn't mean that he refused it totally. He just said, I don't need the reward to interpret the dream, but he does accept the reward. Now, either way, even though there are proclamations of loyalty to Hashem and he gives wealth to Daniel, Belshazzar is killed that very night. How so? So Rav Sadigon says something fascinating. It was a little bit like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It was because of this nevuah that he'd be killed that an onlooker understood that Belshazzar needs to die, and therefore he musters up the courage to assassinate Belshazzar. That is the opinion of Sadigon. The Ralbag disagrees. He says that either Paras and Madai took revenge by killing Belshazzar. This is one of Belshazzar's own people, maybe killed Belshazzar to find favor in the eyes of Paras and Madai, who he just conquered. Either way, Belshazzar is no more, and that is the fifth perek of Sefer Daniel.